I'm sure we all have noticed that at the end of each meditation, you're left with a question. And I'll do the same thing, but I'm also going to start out this meditation with a question. My meditation is on two words: I thirst. So my question is, when does water thirst? Sounds foolish, doesn't it? Who ever heard of water being thirsty? We think of water just in the opposite terms, excuse me, in terms of it satisfying thirst. We thirst, animals thirst, plants thirst, but we never think of water as being thirsty. And if we did think of it that way, what would quench water's thirst? If it got thirsty, what would it ask for? Well, I said I was going to open up with a question, and actually I've asked you quite a few questions here. But the original question, when does water thirst, could easily be dismissed as this guy's lost it. He's off his gourd. In the natural. But in the context of the statement, I thirst, as we see it in John, we are not dealing with the natural order of things. We are dealing with a natural thing in the context of the supernatural or the eternal. You see, aren't we as believers to not look at things that are seen, but to look at things which are not seen? Why? Because the things that are seen are temporal. They're worldly. But the things that are not seen are eternal. And here, as we look at this, we're dealing with the eternal. The things that are not seen with the natural eye. You see, the unseen truth here is that water does thirst. Why? Well, because we have it here recorded in the 28th verse of chapter 19 in the book of John, where Jesus says, I thirst. Well, the logical thing then would be to say that I am equating Jesus with water. Yep, that's exactly what I'm doing. Don't you recall that among the I am sayings of Jesus were, I am the bread of life. I am the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the true vine. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And didn't he also say, I am the living water? Didn't he say, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink? What did he say to the Samaritan woman? If you knew the gift of God and who it is that says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. Yes. I am equating Jesus to water, for in a very real sense, he is water in dry places. But let's look at another aspect of this I thirst statement. Verses 28 and 29 of John 19 say, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now a vessel full of wine was sitting there, and they filled a sponge with sour wine and put it on hyssop and put it into his mouth. I submit to you that even in the wretched physical condition that Jesus was, at literally the door of death, he was in complete control of this statement and all events that occurred that day. Father Scott said it earlier. God, in his sovereignty, orchestrated the whole thing, including the words, I thirst. This fulfilled a prophecy in Psalm 69:21, which says, and for my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. That had to be done. He knew all things that were going to be accomplished that day. His knowledge at the end of his life was the same that it was throughout his ministry. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He knew things from the perspective of eternity, and according to John 5, 19 through 20, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do, for whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. So Jesus' thirst, he was controlled by his knowledge. It was in knowing that all things has been accomplished and that nothing further remained for him to do or to suffer that he said, I thirst. I'm going to interject a little personal thing here today. As I was sitting here and I heard Father Ed read that gospel, which I've read how many times? I heard it all new today. I really did. I'm so glad that Father Ed read it because I got a chance to hear something I'd never, it all connected for me. So all the events. And then as I was sitting there, this had to be from God because I was never thinking of this. I came to know the Lord at the age of 37. That was 37 years ago to this month. April of 1980. And I heard his gospel new. I'm waiting to see what he's going to do new for me in the future. Another aspect of his thirst, it was very real. As nowhere is it recorded that he had been offered drink the last day of his life. He was out there in the burning sun for hours. Nobody offered him a drink. He was beaten, he was scourged, and he bore his own cross. But it was only after he had taken care of all the other needs of people, including ministry to everyone else on that day, that he said, I thirst. What do I mean by that? Recall what he did, and this is just a few things. He took care of the need of the crowd. Father, forgive them, for they know not now what they do. To the thief on the cross next to him, today you will be with me in paradise. He took care of his mother. Today, woman, behold your son. Didn't Jesus say when he began his ministry, the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister and to give his life as a ransom for many? Which leads me to, and if you will, an even more spiritual aspect of the words, I thirst. I believe those words were a cry for all mankind. This is perhaps best illustrated by going back to the story of the woman at the well again. In John 4, Jesus is weary, he's thirsty. He sits to rest, and he sees a Samaritan woman getting ready to draw water from a well. He asks her, will you give me a drink? Which leads into a conversation, which leads into talking about eternal things. Jesus is telling her about the living water that really satisfies. Now listen to me. Nowhere in that whole series of verses is it recorded that Jesus actually takes that drink of water that he asked for. In fact, later, his disciples ask him if he's hungry and suggest he should eat and drink. What does Jesus reply? He says, I'm not hungry or thirsty anymore. He tells them that he's had some real food. In fact, he tells them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. How had his thirst been quenched? By this woman coming to faith. His thirst had been quenched because of this woman coming to Jesus and drinking living water. You see, I believe his cry from the cross was more of a cry for Jesus' thirst. But it was a cry of thirst for you and for me. You know, there's a very important thing to note about thirst. You will do just about anything to quench it. Jesus did. and he will do whatever it takes to quench his thirst for you. And that was proven on the cross. So my question is to you, how thirsty are you to see others that have spiritual thirst have that thirst quenched by Jesus?